Good morning. It's March 27th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In a twist to the traditional climate change combat strategy, a recent study published in Nature Communications reveals that tree planting, if not executed with precision, might actually do more harm than good. At the heart of this revelation is the albedo effect, a critical but often overlooked factor in reforestation efforts. The study underscores the importance of trees in capturing CO2, a cornerstone in the fight against climate change. However, it brings to light a significant challenge. Reforestation in inappropriate locations can diminish the albedo effect, the natural ability of surfaces to reflect sunlight. According to the research, failing to account for this can lead to an overestimation of climate benefits by a staggering 20 to 80%. This means that not all tree planting efforts are equal in the battle against global warming. The findings highlight that regions like the Amazon and Congo basins are prime candidates for reforestation, where the climate benefits are maximized. Conversely, planting trees in prairies and savannas could be counterproductive, reducing the planet's capacity to reflect sunlight and inadvertently contributing to climate change. This nuanced understanding of reforestation points to a significant gap in current efforts. Only 45% of ongoing projects are in areas identified as having the highest potential for positive climate impact. The study calls for a strategic reevaluation of tree planting initiatives. It emphasizes the need for a more nuanced approach to afforestation, one that carefully considers the location to ensure that efforts contribute effectively to climate change mitigation. By aligning reforestation projects with areas of opportunity, we can maximize the environmental benefits and avoid unintended consequences. In a remarkable display of remote engineering, the Euclid Space Telescope has overcome a significant hurdle that threatened its mission to unravel the mysteries of the dark universe. This story not only showcases human ingenuity, but also the relentless pursuit of knowledge beyond our world. Launched to probe the vast unknowns of dark energy and dark matter, Euclid's journey hit a snag when its optics were compromised by an accumulation of water ice. This ice formation significantly hindered the telescope's ability to capture light from distant galaxies, a crucial function for its ambitious mission. The European Space Agency, responsible for Euclid, faced the challenge head-on. Engineers embarked on a delicate de-icing operation, remotely heating one of the spacecraft's mirrors from an impressive distance of 1 million miles away. The result? A remarkable 15% increase in the light received by the telescope, effectively restoring its vision and ensuring the continuation of its mission. This procedure wasn't just a quick fix. It provided crucial insights into the location of ice formation on the spacecraft. The success of this operation is a game changer. Not only does it secure the future of Euclid's exploration of the dark universe, but it also sets a new standard for managing spacecraft health. The team plans to incorporate this decontamination process into the normal operations of the spacecraft, with repetitions every 6 to 12 months to maintain its effectiveness. This achievement is a beacon for future space missions, offering valuable lessons for addressing similar challenges. As part of ESA's Cosmic Vision program, Euclid's mission is a testament to international collaboration, with significant contributions from NASA. The success of this de-icing operation marks a pivotal moment in our quest to understand the universe's darkest secrets. A breakthrough in the fight against blindness. Nanoscope Therapeutics announces promising results from its Phase 2b RESTORE trial, showcasing the potential of gene therapy, MCO-010, in treating retinitis pigmentosa, RP. This could mark a significant turning point for those living with this debilitating condition. The Phase 2b RESTORE trial focused on evaluating the efficacy of MCO-010, a gene therapy designed to combat RP, a group of genetic disorders that affect the retina's ability to respond to light, leading to progressive vision loss. Participants in the trial, all legally blind due to RP, experienced significant improvements in vision without encountering serious adverse events, highlighting the therapy's safety and effectiveness. In the trial, both high and low doses of MCO-010 outperformed a sham control, underscoring the therapy's potential across different administration levels. Encouraged by these results, Nanoscope is planning to submit a biologics license application to the FDA in the second half of 2024, aiming to bring this innovative treatment to patients in need. Further bolstering confidence in MCO-010's capabilities, Nanoscope has also reported positive interim data from a Phase 1/2 clinical trial for the treatment of not only RP, but also Stargardt disease, another severe retinal condition. This expands the potential impact of MCO-010 beyond a single condition. Looking ahead, Nanoscope is not resting on its laurels. The company is developing MCO-020, a non-viral laser-delivered gene therapy targeting age-related macular degeneration, AMD, another leading cause of vision loss. This indicates Nanoscope's broader commitment to combating a range of retinal diseases. The advancements with MCO-010 and the development of MCO-020 suggest that Nanoscope Therapeutics could be at the forefront of a new era in the treatment of inherited retinal diseases and AMD. These developments offer a beacon of hope to millions suffering from these incurable conditions, potentially revolutionizing how these diseases are treated in the future. In a bold stride towards the unknown, the European Space Agency sets its sights on Saturn's moon Enceladus, aiming to unravel the mysteries of life beyond Earth. This ambitious endeavor is part of its Voyage 2050 plan, focusing on the icy moon's potential to harbor life, thanks to its vast, warm, salty ocean hidden beneath an icy crust. Enceladus stands out among the celestial bodies within our solar system, not just for its intriguing subsurface ocean, but also for the active plumes that eject water and complex chemicals into space, offering a unique window into the moon's internal chemistry and habitability potential. A select team of planetary scientists and engineers has meticulously assessed the mission's feasibility, concluding that Enceladus presents an unparalleled opportunity for exploration compared to other ocean moons. This decision pivots on the moon's distinct characteristics and the scientific promise it holds for understanding habitability in the cosmos. Slated for launch in the early 2040s, the mission aims to capture and analyze samples from Enceladus's plumes using an onboard laboratory, a pioneering effort to search for signs of life on icy moons. Should this mission succeed in detecting biosignatures, it would not only mark a monumental milestone in the quest for extraterrestrial life, but also solidify the ESA's position as a frontrunner in planetary science. The exploration of Enceladus could open new avenues for understanding the habitability of exomoons and potentially life's existence beyond our solar system. This venture into the unknown underscores the dawn of a new era in the exploration of icy ocean moons, poised to expand our knowledge of the universe and our place within it. In a groundbreaking study, scientists have pinpointed an enzyme that could unlock new treatments for Alzheimer's disease. This discovery opens a promising pathway for addressing a condition that affects millions worldwide, offering a glimmer of hope for patients and their families. Researchers from the University of Leeds and Lancaster University have centered their investigation on the enzyme PDE4B, identifying it as a potential target for Alzheimer's disease treatment. Their research has shown that reducing the activity of PDE4B in an Alzheimer's disease mouse model resulted in significant improvements. Notably, the treated mice exhibited enhanced memory capabilities, healthier brain glucose metabolism levels, and decreased inflammation within the brain. The implications of these findings are profound. By demonstrating that lowering PDE4B activity can lead to such positive outcomes, the study suggests a new avenue for treating Alzheimer's disease and possibly other forms of dementia. This approach could potentially revolutionize how these conditions are managed in the future. Published in the prestigious journal Neuropsychopharmacology, the study received backing from various organizations, highlighting the broad interest and support for this line of research. The next phase of this promising work involves testing drugs that inhibit PDE4B, to assess their efficacy in treating Alzheimer's disease. This step is crucial for translating laboratory findings into real-world therapies that can benefit patients suffering from this debilitating condition. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.